the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hi there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say?, a weekly program of biblical questions and answers brought to you by the good folks at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Welcome to our broadcast. I hope that you'll enjoy the time that you spend here with us today as we seek together answers to your questions about God's holy word. Before we get into the question that I'd like to deal with today, I want to take advantage of this opportunity to encourage you to send us your questions about the Bible. Whatever questions you may have, all are welcome. We invite you to write them down and mail them to us here at What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, which is located at 1035 North Main Street in Madisonville, Kentucky. The zip code here is 42431. If you would like to make a telephone call and leave us a message with your question, you can reach us at area code 270-821-3544. That's the number to the offices of the Madisonville Church of Christ, and if no one is there to pick up the phone, just leave a message, let us know what your question is, and we will get to it just as soon as we can. Also, if you would prefer to contact me on the internet, all you need to do is go to our church website. The address is www.madisonvillechurchofchrist.org. Once you have reached our homepage, you just click on the link that says Contact Us, and then from there, you'll be able to send me an email message with your question. Again, whatever question you have, it doesn't really matter. We welcome all questions here about the Bible and about religious matters in general. So take the time to contact us. Let us know what's on your mind. We always appreciate the things that our listeners have to say to us, and we always appreciate the questions that come to us from those who listen to What Does the Bible Say? Now, I would also like to encourage you to take advantage of one of the many free offers that the Madisonville Church of Christ makes to those who listen to What Does the Bible Say? If, for example, you would like to receive a free Bible correspondence course, all you need to do is ask for one. Maybe you've been studying the Bible on your own, but you've been frustrated by a lack of organization in your Bible study. A Bible correspondence course is just the thing that you need to give you a guided tour through the Word of God, to explain what God's will is for every human being on the face of the earth. If you're interested, well, give us a call. Our number again is area code 270-821-3544. Leave us a message. Tell us your name and your mailing address and let us know that you want to sign up for a free Bible correspondence course, and we'll send the first lesson out to you right away. I want to emphasize that this is absolutely free of charge. We even include a self-addressed stamped envelope for you to return your lesson to us when you've completed it. We're not after your money. We just want to try to encourage you to get to know the Word of God a little bit better. And our Bible correspondence courses are designed to help you do just that. Please, take the time to contact us today. I hope that I'll be hearing from you very soon. Now, the question that I want to deal with today is a question about the Word of God, specifically about something that the Word of God says in Hebrews 2, verse 18. The question is this: how does Jesus aid those who are tempted? And that last part is in quotations because it comes right out of the text in Hebrews 2, verse 18. Now, in order to get the verse in its proper context, I'd like to read it to you in its entirety. It says, "For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Now that's a reference to Jesus, and the question is quite plain. How does Jesus aid those who are tempted? I would like to suggest to you that there are four ways in which Jesus aids those who are tempted. In the first place, we see in the text that Jesus can sympathize with the plight of everyone who is tempted to commit sin. Again, the text says, "For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted." The point is that Jesus, as our high priest, has lived on the earth as a human being. He was in all points subjected to all the things that we have to suffer and that we have to go through as we live our lives here on the earth. We see that point emphasized over in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, which in describing Jesus as our high priest says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Jesus has experienced temptation. He can sympathize with the plight of all who are tempted today. And you know, as well as I do, that human beings struggle mightily with temptation, and we do so on a daily basis. For some folks, there are certain temptations that are especially difficult for them. Other temptations might not be as difficult for some people as they are for others. The old conventional wisdom is, every man has his own demons. And basically what that means is that we all have weaknesses. Some are stronger against some things and weaker against other things, and others have a different skill set. But Jesus, he understands what that's like because he himself was tempted, just like we are. And yet, he was able to live his life from cradle to grave without sin. In doing so, and this is the second point that I want to make about this, Jesus left us an example of how to confront and defeat temptation. Over in 1 Peter chapter 2, and verse 21, we have this bit of wisdom. "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps." The idea presented in this passage is that in all the things that Jesus suffered, including temptation, he left us an example that we should follow in his steps. And there are specific ways that Jesus was tempted, specific instances in which temptation came to the Savior. One of the most well-known is Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Just about the entire chapter is comprised of Jesus, immediately after he was baptized by John, being led away by the Spirit into the wilderness of Judea, where he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights in preparation for what was coming after. What was coming after was a period of temptation, a time in which the devil himself tempted the Lord and Savior three times, appealing to things that, well, that the devil felt would be points of weakness in Jesus. And each time, Jesus was successful in confronting and ultimately defeating temptation. Now, I don't have time to examine that text with you closely, but I do want to point out that each time the devil tempted Christ, Christ responded by quoting Scripture. It is the Bible that is our best defense against temptation. As the psalmist wrote in Psalm 119, verse 11, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. It is the word of God that protects us in time of temptation. Therefore, it is the word of God that we Christians need to study every single day. We need to get to know it, and we need to follow it and allow it to protect us. Now, moving on, we see that Jesus has also equipped us with all that we need to be faithful to God. In Jude 24, it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." This refers to Jesus, and it refers to the Lord's ability, his capacity to keep us from falling from the grace of God. The Lord, through the Word of God, gives us everything that we need to defend against temptation and to take the fight to the devil himself. In Ephesians 6:10-20, we have a description of the armor of Christ. We as Christians are urged to put on this armor to protect us from the wiles of the devil. One of the aspects of the panoply of God in that text is described as the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Again, the Word of God plays an essential part in resisting temptation. It is the weapon with which we fight against the devil, and it's something that we Christians must never neglect. Now, the fourth and final point that I want to make is that in aiding those who are tempted, the Lord assures us that we all have the ability to overcome whatever temptations we may face. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." What that passage lets us know is that whatever temptations we face, we have it within us to overcome them. We can win. Now, I know that when you are tempted to sin, temptation can seem strong. Temptation can feel insurmountable. But that's all part of the psychology that the devil employs against us. He wants us to think that our situation is hopeless. He wants us to believe that the only thing we can really do is just give in to temptation and compromise our faith. But there is always a way out. There is always a way to go far from the temptation that is besetting us, to get out from under those influences that are trying to drag us to hell, and instead live victoriously and triumphantly in this present world. I hope that this answer has been one that is clear and concise, and I hope that you will be able to be successful in all your efforts at resisting temptation. Please come and visit us at the Madisonville Church of Christ. We would love to have you as our guest at any of our regularly scheduled worship services and Bible studies. And please tune in again next week for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? In the meantime, please continue to read your Bible. Let us know whatever questions you have about it, and may God bless you as you study His holy word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say? Should be sent to What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?